lost an hour.
我们昨天丢了一个小时。
And, you know, my experience is every year there's people that forget to change their clocks.
我的经验是每年都有人忘记把时钟给调。
So today I'm going to preach for 2 hours.
所以今天我要讲两个小时的道。
So at least people get 1 hour's worth of sermon when they come late.
好，至少迟到的人他们还可以得到一个小时的信息。
All right. And I know you guys love the Lord so much you don't mind, right?
而且你们爱主这么程度这么厚够好，我想你们不会介意吧。
Okay, but if you want to turn to Psalm 22.
请大家翻开诗篇第二十二篇。
Right, that's, we're going to do the second half today.
今天我们要做讲诗篇第二篇的后半段。
And in English, if there's some of you that didn't get the list of prophecies last time, you can pick one of those up on your way out today.
讲英文的弟兄姐妹，如果你上次没有拿到我印出来的六章，好，有关二十二篇的预言的话呢，讲义还在后头。
Okay.But today we're going to look at the hope of glory through Christ's resurrection.
那今天我们要看基督复活带来的荣耀盼望。
Okay, last time we looked at the great suffering on the cross that Jesus went through for our sins.
那上一次我们看到耶稣为我们的罪在十字架上所受的苦难。
But there was a purpose and a reason for his suffering.
对他的受苦呢，有目的也有原因。
That's what we're going to look at today.
那今天我们就要看这个主题。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And Lord, in Psalm 22, you designed it so we could really have an emotional impact.
在诗篇二十二篇，你的设计使我们能够在情感上进入它的影响力。
If we could truly feel something of the pain that Jesus went through on the cross for my sin.
我们能够真正感受到耶稣为我的罪被钉在十字架上的时候所经历的苦难。
Today you want us to enter into something of the joy and hope that we have because of Christ's resurrection.
但是今天你要让我们体会，因为耶稣的复活，我们所能够经历的喜乐跟盼望。
So we ask that your Holy Spirit would come and guide us into your truth.
所以我们祈求你的圣灵来带领我们进入你的真理。
You would make Christ's death and resurrection just come alive for us.
使基督的死跟复活能够活化在我们的眼前。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, let's see here. Do I have to turn this on? It's off. Okay. There we go. All right. Remember, we started with Isaiah 53.
我们一开头讲到以赛亚书第五十三章。
And there God reveals some life-changing theological truths.
那在以赛亚书五十三章，上帝启示给我们改变生命的一个神学的真理。
Right, we learned that Jesus was dying on the cross for your sins and my sins.
我们也学到耶稣死在十字架上是为了你的和我的罪。
Right, says he was wounded for our transgressions.
第五节说他为我们的过犯受害。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And with his stripes, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We turned every one to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
但耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都担在他身上。
So he puts everyone in there and he puts all of us in there.
他把每一个人都放在这个经文里面。
So that includes you and me.
包括你，包括我。
Right? God writes his word in such a way.
上帝写作的方式是。
That he forces each one of us to find ourselves in that word.
他强迫我们在这个经文里面都看到自己。
When you read we, that includes,
当你读到我们的时候。
That includes me.
那就包括你，包括我。
Okay.So, he was wounded for my sins.
好，他为我们的过犯受害。
Now, Psalm 22 leads us into an experience of Christ's suffering.
但是诗篇二十二篇，他带领我们进入经历基督的苦难。
Verses 1 to 21 is a doorway into the fellowship of his suffering.
这诗篇二十二篇一到二十一节呢，是进入与他一同受难、一同受苦的一个门径。
The Holy Spirit enables me to experience Christ's pain on the cross when he bore the wrath due my sin.
那圣灵就使我们能够经历当基督在十字架上承担我们罪过的时候的痛苦。
And when I enter into that fellowship of his suffering,
那当我进入那个苦难的时候。
The blood of Christ becomes precious and holy to me.
基督的宝血就变成神圣的，而且是宝贵的。
Is the blood of Jesus truly holy and precious to you this morning?
那今天早上，耶稣的宝血对你来说是真正是神圣的，而且是宝贵的吗？
Understand the cross and we can never doubt the love of God for us.
一旦我们明白了十字架，我们就不再怀疑上帝对我们的爱。
But also we can never think lightly of our sin again.
我们也不再轻忽自己犯罪。
The last thing we ever want to do is crucify Christ again.
我们最不愿意做的事情就是再一次把基督钉十字架。
That is to make him suffer for my continued disobedience and rebellion.
就是让他继续为我的悖逆还有我的反抗来受苦。
Okay. And, there's a missionary to India.
有一位到印度去的宣教士。
Right, her name was Amy Carmichael.
她叫贾艾梅。
And she would rescue young girls from the prostitution in the Hindu temples.
她会从印度的庙里面把那些庙妓给拯救出来。
And they had one girl that was really hard to manage. She just wouldn't listen.
那有一个女孩呢就很难驾驭好她就是不听话。
So one day she took a big needle.
所以有一天他拿了一个大大的针
And she told the girl, here, take this needle and stick it into my hand.
他说给这个女孩说你把这个针拿去把它插在我的手里面
And the little girl asked her why and drew her hand back.
那个女孩就问为什么呢把她的手给往后拿回去
And Amy said, you insist on continuing to do naughty things.
所以你坚持一直要做这些调皮的事情
We tried to teach you and you just don't seem to learn.
我们一直在教你但是你好像都学不会
So now I want you to take this needle and stick it into my hand.
所以我现在要你拿这个针把它插到我的手里面。
But why the girl persisted?
女孩就一直问说为什么为什么
And Amy said, I don't know how else to show you that every time you lie and steal, how much you really hurt my heart.
她说这个贾艾梅宣教就说我实在不知道用什么方法告诉你每一次你偷窃说谎的时候我的心里是多么的受伤。
It's like sticking a needle in my heart.
就好像拿一个针刺到我的心里面一样。
And the little girl saw Amy's eyes filled with tears.
所以这个女孩看到这个贾女士的眼睛充满了泪水。
And she threw the needle to the floor.
她把针丢到地上。
And then she flung her arms around Amy.
然后将她拥抱起来。
And she said, I don't ever want to be naughty again.
她说我不要再这个调皮捣蛋了。
Amy's love had melted her heart.
所以这个贾女士的爱心就融化了她的心。
And that was a turning point in this young girl's life.
那个就是那个女孩生命转捩点的开始。
See, Amy didn't need to be reconciled to the girl. She already loved her and was trying to help her.
这个贾艾梅女士呢不需要跟这个女孩和好因为她已经爱她了。
But the little girl needed to be reconciled to Amy.
但是这个小女孩需要跟这个贾艾梅女士和好。
And that desire to be reconciled
这个想要和好的盼望呢
was born in her heart
在她的心里面
when she caught a glimpse of the pain she was causing Amy.
当她捕捉到她在这个贾女士的身上造成多么大的痛苦。
You see, and that's one of the important purposes of the cross.
所以十字架有一个很重要的目的就是这个。
See, God shows us how much our sin, even the little white lies.
上帝让我们看见我们对他犯的罪，即使是一个小小的白谎。
How much our sin hurts Christ. The pain is incredible.
我们的罪如何伤害到耶稣，这个痛苦是说不出来的。
And once you catch a vision of the cross, the last thing you ever want to do is cause Jesus even more pain.
所以一旦我们明白世界的含义，我们最不愿意做的事情就是再一次使耶稣受苦。
Okay.This is why we search our hearts before we partake of the Lord's Supper.
这就是为什么我们在领受主餐之前要查验自己的心。
Right, at the Lord's Supper, what are we doing?
在主餐的时候我们做什么呢?
Right, as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we show the Lord's death.
我们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死。
See, that bread and that cup remind us of the incredible pain Jesus bore for my sins.
所以那个饼跟那个杯他告诉我们耶稣为了承载我们的罪恶所受的多么大的痛苦。
And every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, I'm supposed to catch a renewed vision of his death on the cross.
所以每一次我们领受主餐的时候我们再一次捕捉到他在十字架上所受的那个苦痛。
And if I have any sin in my life, it should cause me to repent, right?
所以假如那个时候我知道我人生当中还有任何的罪恶的话呢那个时刻就要悔改。
That's why the Bible says, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以无任何人不配，好，自己不配吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Right. What you're saying is, I really don't care how much you suffered for me, Jesus.
好，比如说我们仍然犯罪的话，我们好像跟耶稣说，我不在乎我自己犯了多少罪。
That's why it's so important that we have the Holy Spirit's understanding of the cross of Christ.
所以我们需要圣灵带领我们明白耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的。Yeah.
Now, in part one, Jesus modeled how to get through life's affliction.
在诗篇二十二篇的第一部分，耶稣示范给我们如何度过生命的苦难。
First, we must know whom we believe.
首先我们必须知道自己所信的是谁。
Jesus prayed on the cross, thou art holy.
耶稣在十字架上祷告说你是圣洁的。
Right? It's not knowing about God, it's knowing God.
不是说风闻有神，而是真正的认识神。
So you gotta know God.
我们必须认识这位神。
Second, you gotta remember the testimonies of the Old Testament saints.
第二个呢，我们必须记得旧约圣徒的见证。
Their testimonies inspire our faith to trust God in tough times.
他们的见证会激发我们在困难的时候继续信靠神。
And third, we must believe in and practice prayer to our heavenly Father.
第三个，我们必须相信而且实践向天父祈祷。
Right, and Christ's excruciating experience on the cross ends in triumph because he prayed.
那基督在十字架上极其痛苦的经历呢？以得胜结束，为什么？因为他祷告。
Right. Here's four of his prayers.
他的祷告有四样。
Be not far from me.
不要远离我。
Haste thee to help me.
快来帮助我。
Deliver my soul.
解救我的灵魂。
And save me.
拯救我。
And we know now from Jesus' words in the second half of the psalm that God heard every one of his prayers.
所以我们从诗篇二十二篇的第二部分就知道上帝垂听了他的每一个祈祷。
There's any time you really need to pray, it's when you're hurting.
当你受苦的时候呢，你最需要的就是祷告。
Christ's prayers were answered far above anything we could ever have imagined.
那基督的祈祷蒙回应呢，远远超过我们的想象。
Right? And Jesus himself tells us in verse 24.
耶稣自己在二十四节告诉我们。
For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted.
他没有藐视憎恶这些受苦的人。
Neither has he hid his face from him.
也没有向他掩面。
But when he cried unto him, he heard.
那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
So Jesus' own testimony is that my heavenly Father heard my prayers from the cross.
所以耶稣自己的见证是说，我的天父在我十字架上祷告的时候呢，他听了我的祈祷。
Now here's an important thing.True about Jesus and us.
那关于耶稣跟我们之间呢，有一件有一个分别的事情。
God does not answer Christ's prayers the way we would have thought.
上帝没有按我们的想法去回应耶稣的祈祷。
Right, a lot of times your prayers aren't. They're answered, but not the way you thought they were going to.
很多时候，上帝回应我们的祷告也不是按照我们所求的。
God did not deliver Jesus from death, but enabled him to triumph over death.
上帝没有拯救耶稣不死，相反的。他带领他胜过死亡
，never to die again，
而且永远不再死。
Okay? Jesus says in Revelation，
耶稣在启示录说这么，启示录这么说
，I am he that liveth，
我是那存活的
，and was dead，
我曾死过
，and behold I am alive forevermore，
现在又活了，直活到永永远远
，and now he says I have the keys of hell and death，
现在拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
So it's Jesus that determines where we spend eternity.
所以耶稣是决定我们永恒住处的那一位。
Jesus conquered sin, suffering, and death for all who believe in him.
耶稣征服了罪恶、苦难以及死亡，为了所有相信他的人。
And the Holy Spirit guides us to experience the sufferings of Christ as foundational to entering into the power of his resurrection.
圣灵引导我们经历基督的苦难，就打下了进入他复活大能的基础。
Okay.And there's a powerful life example of this.
有一个活生生的这个例子哈。
This lady, now she's one of the longest living people in a wheelchair. She's paraplegic.
那这一位女士呢 ,Joni Erickson Tada, 她是活得最长的这个四肢瘫痪的一个人。
When she was 17 years old, she dived into dark water and broke her neck.
那17岁的时候呢因为她跳水跳到湖里面就把她的脖子给跳断了。
Just so you all know, you always jump in feet first if you can't see What's in that water?
就提醒大家，假如你要跳水的话呢，你看不到水底有多深，你最好是从脚跳下去，好，不要头跳下去。
But she broke her neck and became paralyzed.
所以她把她的这个颈部折断了，就开始瘫痪了。
She learned how to paint with her mouth and write with her mouth.
然后她学着哈，用嘴巴里含笔来画画，来写字。
You might think she'd never get married being paraplegic confined to a wheelchair.
你或许想说她这个四肢瘫痪的人呢，绝对不可能结婚了，坐在轮椅上。
But God did call a young man. His ministry was to be her husband.
但是上帝确实呼召了一个男士，一个弟兄呢，来做她的丈夫。她的服侍就是来照顾她。
And she's written quite a few books. If you can get any, you should read them.
她也写了几本书哈，假如你愿意读的话，可以去读。
She said, "Suffering provides the gym equipment on which my faith can be exercised."
她说，苦难呢，就提供我这个健身房的这个装备哈，来让我操练我的信心。
But at first, when she broke her neck,
当她开始把自己的这个脖子折断的时候，
she found her condition impossible to reconcile with her faith in God.
她发现哈，她的情况呢，让她没有办法与相信神这个能够融合在一起。
It seemed like God had stolen everything from her.
好像上帝把她所有的一切都拿走了。
The turning to God was slow.
所以，但是她回转到神面前是很慢慢的。
Change from bitterness to trust took over 3 years of tears and agonizing questioning.
从苦读转到信靠花了三年痛苦流泪的时间。
But one night especially, Joni became convinced that God did understand.
但是有一天晚上呢，她确实相信上帝了解她。
Pain was streaking through her back.
那个痛啊，从她的背后这样子流下来。
This is something unique to quadriplegics that we can't understand.
这是四肢瘫痪的人他们的经历哈，我们很难了解。
But it's a torment because they can't do anything to alleviate that pain.
但是那个非相当的折磨，因为不管用什么方法都没有办法减轻那个痛苦。
Being paralyzed, she has to lie still, defenseless, and just feel the pain till it goes away.
她那时候瘫痪哈，就只能躺在那边，什么都没办法做，就让痛来折磨她。
So one of her closest friends, Cindy, was there one night.
那天晚上，她的一个好朋友叫 Cindy， 在旁边陪她。
She was desperately searching for something to say.
那这个朋友就很想说，到底该对她说什么话
？And she clumsily blurted out.
所以她很笨拙的就这样说出一句话
：“Joni, Jesus knows how you feel.”
Lord Joni, 耶稣知道你的感受。
You aren't the only one.
你不是唯一的一个。
Why, he was paralyzed too.
耶稣也曾经瘫痪。
So Joni glared at her.
所以 Joni 就睁大眼睛看他。
What are you talking about?
那你说的是什么呀？
And Cindy continued.
那 Cindy 继续说。
Remember, he was nailed to the cross.
你记得吗？耶稣被钉在十字架上。
His back was raw from the beatings.
他的背呢，因为击打的关系呢，已经肉都爆出来了。
Right, he felt incredible pain.
他也感受到相当大的苦。
And I'm sure he wanted to move and get off that cross, but he couldn't because he was nailed to it.
耶稣也想挣扎的离开这个十字架，但他没有办法，因为他被钉在上面。
He was paralyzed by those nails.
好，这些钉子呢，使他瘫痪了。
And the thought intrigued Joni.
那这想法呢，就让这个 Joni 开始去思考。
It had never occurred to her before that Jesus felt the exact piercing sensations that were racking her body right now.
她从来没有想到，耶稣也经历了这个被刺痛的那个神经的痛苦，哈，就像她现在一样。
See, one reason salvation is through the cross is because Jesus felt every pain that every human being would ever feel.
那耶稣为什么会被钉在十字架上呢？就是因为十字架的这个刑罚、这个折磨，让他经历到所有人类可能经历到的痛苦。
And the idea was profoundly comforting.
那这个想法呢，就让 Joni 感到非常得安慰。
Joni wrote, "God became incredibly close to me."
所以在那个时候，他写到说，上帝开始对我来说非常的亲近。
My focus changed from demanding an explanation from God to humbly depending on Him.
所以我的想法呢，从需要从神那边得到一个答案，到很谦卑的来信靠他。
But the change took place because she had a revelation of the cross for her life.
那这个改变的开始呢？这个改变的发生是因为她开始明白十字架上的苦难。
So in verses 22 to 31, God reveals now the eternal hope that empowers us to overcome the temporary trials of life.
所以诗篇的第二部分呢，上帝就启示一个永恒的盼望，赐我们力量度过人生暂时的试炼。
Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross.
圣经告诉我们耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
You have to know the joy that sits before you in heaven after you leave this earth.
当我们离开这个世界上的时候呢我们必须知道在天堂这个喜乐摆在我们的面前。
I remember teaching a home Bible study to, it was a Chinese group.
我记得曾经在一次家庭常见的时候呢我们有一组中国人。
And I guess this is part of Chinese culture, I don't know.
我想这是中国的这个文化的一部分哈我不太确定。
But I told him, you gotta know your rewards, it's motivation to be faithful to Jesus.
我说你必须知道你的奖赏是什么因为这对你的服侍耶稣敬忠来说是一个很大的动力啊。
And they said, that wouldn't be right, serving Jesus for the reward.
然后他们就说诶服侍耶稣为了得到这奖赏不应该吧。
We should serve him out of love.
我们应该就是凭着爱心服侍。
I just have one problem with that.
但是对他们这个回答呢我有一个问题。
Right. Both are true. You should serve them out of love.
当然我们是应该用爱心来服侍。
But even Jesus served God for the joy that was set before him.
但是即使耶稣也是因为前面有喜乐他就轻看了他所受的苦。
And if Jesus needed to know the rewards, surely we do.
假如耶稣需要等着他的奖赏是什么那我们也需要。
There's nothing unspiritual about serving Christ and being faithful in the tough times. Nothing unfaithful about doing it because of the incredible rewards that you know are waiting.
好明白等着你的奖赏来服侍是在困难时候服侍呢这个不是一件坏事情。
Okay. What was his joy?
那他的喜乐是什么呢?
It's important. It's you and me that believe in him.
就是那些相信他的你跟我。
We're his joy.
我们是他的喜乐。
And I know you're thinking, Jesus can't be happy, that happy with me.
你或许想，哦，耶稣对我来说，他应该不是很快乐吧。
He is. He himself says he is.
但是他是哈，他自己说他因为你而非常喜乐。
Don't call Jesus a liar.
也不要说耶稣是说谎的。
You are his joy. You're the reason he went to the cross.
你就是他的喜乐，你也就是他上十字架的原因。
We must know the rewards of being faithful to Christ.
我们也需要知道对基督敬忠的奖赏。
Right? Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God because he was looking instead of the pleasures of sin.
好，圣经说摩西宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Why did he give up the temporary pleasures of sin?
为什么他放弃了罪的暂时之乐呢？
Because he was looking forward to the eternal reward.
因为他想望所要得的永恒的奖赏。
You gotta know the reward of being faithful.
所以我们必须知道对神敬忠的奖赏是什么。
You gotta know the rewards for saying no to temptation.
你也必须要知道对试探说不的奖赏是什么。
You gotta know it's worth it to live for Jesus.
你也必须知道好为耶稣而活是值得的。
Right, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed to us.
保罗说现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Okay. The glory of the believer now, let's look at it.
好现在我们进入正题看复活的基督里信徒的荣耀。
Okay, verses 1 to 21 were prophecies of the death of Christ on the cross.
那1到21节就第一部分预言基督初次来到的时候死于十字架的酷刑。
But verses 22 to 31 are prophecies of the resurrection and millennial kingdom at his second coming.
但是后半段呢就预言基督复活以后他再来的时候地上的千禧年国度。
Now here's an amazing thing. A lot of history takes place between verses 21 and 22.
那有意思的是呢在21到22节中间呢发生了许多的历史事件。
Right now there's been over 2,000 years.
那到现在为止已经有2000年了。
But in a literary instant, we are transported from death to life.
但是在转眼之间呢我们在经文里面呢从死亡转移到生命。
From the first coming to the second coming.
从基督第一次来到到他的第二次再来。
Remember, Psalm 21 is to bring us into an emotional experience of the pain and the glory of Jesus.
我们记得第一部分是要带领我们进入耶稣可以在情感上认同他的痛苦跟他的苦难。
So I want you to imagine what it might be like for someone that never heard the gospel.
我让你现在想象假如一个人从来没有听过福音。
Now they hear it for the first time.
他们现在第一次听到。
Well, this happened to a tribe in the jungles of East Asia.
在这个亚洲东部呢有一个小小的部落好对他们来说这是第一次的体验。
Right. Some missionaries brought the Jesus film.
有一个宣教士就把耶稣传这个电影带给他们看。
Now these people had never heard of Jesus.
这些人从来没有听说过耶稣。
And they had never even seen a motion picture before.
也从来没有看过电影。
Okay, they're out in the jungle.
他们在这个丛林里面。
Now imagine how it felt for them as they see this good man Jesus.
所以想想看，当他们看到第一次看到这个好人耶稣哈，这电影的时候。
He's healing all these people and he's adored by the children.
好，他医治了所有这些病人，而且小孩子都好爱他。
And then they get to the unjust trial and they see him being beaten by the soldiers.
然后他们看到这很不公平的审判哈，被这个兵丁给打来打去。
As the people saw this, they became unglued.
所以当他们这个看到这个电影的时候呢，他们开始就有些动作起来了。
Right? They stood up and started yelling at the man in the picture.
他们开始站起来，好像那个电影里面的人跟他喊叫。
Demanding that this outrage stop.
说要把这个不公平的审判给停止掉。
When nothing happened, then they attacked the missionary running the projector.
但是没有什么事发生呢，他们就攻击这个放电影的这个宣教士。
They thought maybe he's responsible for what they're doing to Jesus.
他们或许以为就是说这个宣教士呢要为发生在耶稣身上的事情负责。
So he had to stop the film and explain the movie's not over yet.
所以宣教士必须把这个电影停下来，告诉他们这个电影还没有结束。
So they settled back, sat on the ground again.
就他回来继续坐到地上看。
Then came the crucifixion.
然后看到钉十字架。
Again, the people could not hold back.
然后这些看的百姓呢，又坐不住了。
They began to weep and wail with such loud grief that once again the film had to be stopped.
他们开始大大的哭泣，好，那这个电影又要被停下来。
Now, if you get newsletters from the Jesus film, you find this is very common when the movie is shown to people for the very first time.
假如你知道《耶稣传》它在全球放映的这些故事的话，那你知道就是说在遥远的部落，他们看到第一次看到这个电影，就是这样的反应。
So the missionary tried to calm them again, explaining, "Hey, the movie's not over yet."
所以宣教士又再一次告诉他们，哦，这个电影还没结束，好，你们安静下来。
So they composed themselves, sat down again.
说他们镇静下来，又坐下来。
Then came the resurrection.
然后复活发生。
And pandemonium broke out this time.
然后里面就发生了很大的变化。
They spontaneously stood up and erupted into a party.
他们同时站起来，好，就欢呼的大叫。
They were shouting and singing and screaming.
好，他们大叫大唱。
The missionary said the noise was deafening.
好，这个宣教士说他们那个声音啊，这个震耳欲聋。
The people were dancing and slapping each other on the back.
他们也在跳舞，然后彼此打这个对方的背。
And they were saying, "Christ is risen indeed."
他们说确实基督复活了。
See, God is trying to do something like that for us in this incredible transition from verse 21 to 22.
所以在诗篇二十二篇呢，上帝也要我们经历从第一到二十一节的境况，进入到后半段的境况。
We leave him dying on the cross.
我们把他留在死在十字架上。
And now all of a sudden, here he is alive.
那忽然之间，哎，他活了。
Should be excited about that.
所以让我们非常的兴奋。
Okay, and that's what we're looking at today.
所以现在我们要看这一部分。
Okay, so in between verse 21 and 22, we have Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into heaven.
那在21到22节之间没有记录的历史事件，包括耶稣的死、埋葬、复活、升天，以及整个教会时代。
Okay, God knows we must have an eternal perspective on life.
上帝知道我们必须对生命有一个永恒的观点。
Right, so all the prophecies of the cross in the first half were literally fulfilled.
那圣经上关于十字架的预言都已经完全应验了。
So you know without a doubt all these prophecies in the second half are going to be literally fulfilled for you and me.
所以你也可以毫无疑问的确认他后半段所写的话呢也会完全应验。
Okay, so the cross and resurrection first brings me into a new relationship with God.
所以耶稣的十字架跟复活首先把我带进入与上帝一个新的关系。
Verse 22.
第二十二节说。
Now this is Jesus talking.
这是耶稣说的话。
Right, through the Holy Spirit inspiring King David to write the song.
借着圣灵启示大卫写他写。
But these are the, words of Jesus.
啊，这是耶稣自己说的话。
He says, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren."
我要将你的名传与我的弟兄。
So Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has brought us now into a new relationship with God and himself.
所以耶稣借着他的死亡跟他复活带领我们进入与天父一个新的关系。
Okay, now here's something very important. The name of God that Jesus declared is Father, capital F.
现在有个非常重要的事情就是耶稣宣告上帝的名字是父亲、okay. 是天父。
Many scholars are focusing on the name Jehovah and how do you say it? Yahweh, Jehovah, and all this.
那很多圣经学者好专注在耶和华的名字说，说、哦、他的名字是亚威啊，耶和华呀。
So I have one question. If that's so important,
我那就一个问题，假如这个这么重要的话，
Why is that name not found one time in the New Testament?
为什么那个名字在新约一次都找不到？
Well, obviously the reason is because that's not the name Jesus came to reveal to us.
我想一个原因就是那不是耶稣来向我们启示的上帝的名字。
The greatest revelation of God that Jesus gave us was
耶稣所给我们最大的关于上帝的启示就是
was that God is first and foremost Father.
上帝首先是父亲。
When he teaches us to pray, he says, you pray our Father who art in heaven.
当他教导我们祷告的时候他说你们要祷告说我们在天上的父。
Now here's the thing, you can only call God by his name Father if you're truly his child by birth.
那问题就是你必须重生进入神的家你才可以称他为父亲。
See, my father's name was Edmund.
我的父亲的名字叫 Edmund。
I never called him Edmund.
我从来没有按他的名叫他。
I always called him Dad.
我总叫他 Daddy.
Abba in Hebrew.
父亲。
But he was my father.
他是我的父亲。
I never called him by his name.
我从来没有直接叫他的名。
His name for me, because I was his son, was Father.
那他的名字因为我是他儿子的缘故就是父亲。
Because I had a father-son relationship with him, it transformed my life.
因为我跟他有个父子关系就带来生命的改变。
Jesus came to give you that father-son-child relationship.
所以耶稣来就把你带入到与神跟你之间这个父子的关系。
You know, I went through a time recently in my prayer life.
那最近在我的祷告生活当中呢我有一点点改变。
I realized I was praying, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, Oh God.
我祷告说主啊主啊神啊。
But I was hardly ever praying to God, Oh Father.
但是很少叫他父亲。
How often do you pray to your Heavenly Father by His name for you, Father?
那你多少次跟神祷告你是叫他父亲呢
?Focus on it, and it will change your relationship in prayer.
它会改变你在祷告中跟神的关系。
Now our new relationship with God creates a new life in a great family full of joyful praise.
那我们与上帝的这个新的关系呢创造出在神家庭中的新生活。充满了喜乐的赞美。
Right, Jesus says, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
好22节下面说在会中我要赞美你。
Jesus is going to lead the praise.
耶稣会带领这个赞美。
Right, in his church family.
在他的教会的家庭里面。
We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在基督里都是弟兄姐妹。
Why? Because we're a family.
为什么因为我们是家人。
And God is our father.
上帝就是我们的天父。
And Jesus says he's our brother.
耶稣说他是我们的弟兄。
All because of the cross.
全是因为是
Now the first congregation Jesus led in worship was the Old Testament saints that were awaiting the resurrection inside the earth.
那耶稣带领的第一个敬拜的会众是在亚伯拉罕怀里或乐园里面等候复活的那些旧约的圣徒。
Right, we discussed that in our sermon on hell and you can look that up online.
那这个我们在讲地狱的时候呢已经提到了。
But now Christ leads praise in the midst of the congregation in heaven awaiting the second coming.
那现在呢耶稣在天上那些等候他第二次再来的会众当中他带领赞美。
Okay. We're told in Revelation,
在启示录这么告诉我们。
They sang a new song, for thou wast slain.
他们唱新歌说你曾被杀。
And has redeemed us to God by thy blood.
用自己的血。
Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神。
This praise is going on now in heaven.
这个赞美现在在天上就持续着。
And we're part of this glorious worship every Sunday.
每个礼拜天我们都是这个荣耀敬拜的一份子。
God makes that very clear.
好上帝把这个讲得非常清楚。
Every creature in heaven.
天上所有的。
And on earth and under the earth and in the sea.
地上地底下海里的。
And all that are in them heard I saying.
好，天地间一切所有的被造物都说。
Okay, this is everything that knows God. They're saying blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him.
好，各方各族所有认识的人都说，颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势，都归于坐宝座的羔羊。
And to the Lamb forever and ever.
好，归于上帝，归于坐宝座的羔羊。
Now here's the thing: you come to church and you think, "Oh, we're a small church and we're not. It's not so exciting."
好，有时候你来教会说，哎，我们教会这么小，好，敬拜、祷告、赞美，没有那么的兴奋吧。
But in Revelation, God pulls the veil away so we can see what we're part of.
但是在启示录里面，上帝把这个幔子打开，让我们看到，哦，我们是什么的一部分。
It's not just us here in this room.
不单单是就是这个房间的我们而已。
Heaven is opened and all heaven is praising the same God that we're praising right here.
天堂打开了，所有天地间的人都像我们一样在赞美这位上帝。
We're part of something bigger than you could ever imagine.
我们是很大很大的一个部分。
But the best is yet to come.
但是最好的还没来。
Jesus leads praise every time a sinner repents.
每当一个罪人悔改呢，耶稣也带领这个赞美。
Right in Luke, it said there is more joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents.
在路加福音告诉我们，哈，就是天使们都因为一个罪人悔改而大大的欢喜。
See, repentance is so important.
所以悔改相当的重要。
And it's realizing Jesus died on the cross for my sins, it leads me to true repentance.
好，明白耶稣在十字架上为了我的罪而死，会带领我进入一个真实的悔改。
But notice there, Jesus said, it's not the angels rejoicing.
但是那边是不单单是天使欢喜。
It says there's more joy in the presence of the angels.
好，在这个天使的面前有更多的这个欢喜。
So who's rejoicing?
那到底是谁在欢喜呢？
God.
是上帝在欢喜。
Like Jesus said.
像耶稣所说的。
Okay, do you want to fill heaven with joy?
你愿意使天堂充满了喜乐吗？
Do you ever think of that? You can fill heaven with joy right now on this earth.
事实上在地上我们现在就可以使天堂充满了喜乐。
Tell people about Jesus.
就是告诉人关于耶稣的事
情。Because when a sinner repents, there's joy in heaven.
好，因为当罪人悔改的时候呢，天上就欢欢喜喜。
And that's the job Jesus left us.
那耶稣就把这个任务留给我们。
And the final fulfillment of this prophecy will be in the millennial kingdom on earth.
那诗篇二十二篇这个预言最终的应验是基督在世上的千禧年国度。
Right. We're told this in Zephaniah.
在西番雅书这么告诉我们。
So you got to put these pieces together by studying the whole Bible.
好，当我们研究全部圣经的时候呢，我们会把这些小小的片段哈凑在一起。
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty; he will save.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。
He will rest in his love.
他会在你中间。
He will joy over thee with singing.
因你欢喜快乐。
I remember in seminary, you know, seminary students love to put you on the spot.
我记得我在神学院的时候有一个插曲哦。
And one student asked me, Ray, does God sing?
有次我一个同学问我说，哎 ，Ray 啊，上帝唱歌吗
？You know, I'd never thought of that before.
我以前从来没想这个问题。
But I love this verse. This has become one of my favorite verses. The Lord thy God.
但是自从我发现这节经文的时候，我就非常喜爱它。
God will rejoice over you with singing.
最后一句话说，且因你喜乐而歌唱。
You have made God so happy, He's broken out into song in heaven.
在我们当中的神，因为我们欢喜，所以他在天堂大大的歌唱。
But we'll see this for sure in the millennium.
但是这个我想在千禧年过的时候呢也会看到。
You can only see it with the eyes of faith right now.
我们现在只能凭着信心的眼睛看见。
But if you really believe God is so happy over you.
但是假如你真的相信上帝因为你的时候因为你太高兴了。
That makes you a lot happier, doesn't it?
那这也使你会变得高兴对不对
?All right. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him.
你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他，雅各的后裔都要荣耀他。
So these glorious prophecies of the future are for everyone who fears the Lord.
所以这些荣耀的预言是针对每一个敬畏神的人而发。
Important question for you this morning.
所以对你来说更重要的问题是
，Do you fear the Lord?
你敬畏神吗
？Okay. It's one thing to ask, "Do you love the Lord?"
好，问说你爱神吗是一回事。
But it says here, this is for everyone who fears the Lord. Do you fear the Lord?
这句话是真的所有敬畏耶和华的人。
Now you don't fear him here as a judge.
但我们现在我们不敬畏神，好像他是一个审判官。
You fear him as your heavenly father.
你敬畏他，他是你天上的父亲。
We were talking in Sunday school this morning.
今天早上在英文主日学里面。
See, I feared my father when I knew I did something wrong. I knew he'd spank me.
好，我怕我的爸爸，当我知道我犯错的时候，因为我知道他会打屁股。
But I didn't live in constant fear of him.
但是我不是一直的怕他。
The only time I really feared him was when I knew I did wrong.
好，我唯一怕他的时候就是我知道我做错的时候。
So I feared doing wrong.
所以我就害怕做错。
But I loved my father.
但是我爱我的爸爸。
Okay. All our cries are turned to praise.
好，所有的哭泣都转为赞美。
All our sufferings are transformed to glory.
所有的苦难都转化成荣耀。
Now he says, verse 25, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation.
25节说我在大会中赞美你。
Okay, this is Jesus talking again.
这也是耶稣说的话。
This is the second time Jesus reveals that he shall be praising his heavenly Father in the great congregation.
这是耶稣第二次启示说他在信徒的大会当中赞美天父。
All right, let me ask you a question. Jesus is so excited about praising God the Father. Are you?
那耶稣这么热衷的赞美天父上帝，你也是一样吗？
Now I was sitting in front, looking this way as the worship team was leading worship.
今天早上我站在那边，看到这个敬拜团带领敬拜。
So I don't know if you were excited about it or not. I could tell a little by what I was hearing.
好，我不晓得你是不是很兴奋，但是我可以从我听到的声音，我可以感觉到。
But the worship team could see.I'm pretty sure some of you weren't even singing.
好，但是敬拜团站在上面看你们下面的话呢，他一定看到有些人没有 开口唱歌。
Every church I've been in, there's been some people wouldn't sing and they would sleep during my sermon.
我去过的每一个教会呢，我都可以看到下面的有些人不愿意开口唱歌，有些人甚至打瞌睡。
Jesus is so excited about you, he breaks into song.
好，耶稣因为你很高兴快乐，他甚至开始歌唱。
You should be so excited about Jesus when you come to church, you sing with all your heart.
那么你来这边敬拜耶稣呢，你也应该很兴奋哈，开始大声歌唱。
Then Jesus says, I will pay my vows before them that fear him.
好，在同一节耶稣我要说我要在敬畏耶和华人面前还我的愿。
See, Jesus was under a Nazarite vow.
好，耶稣他奉行拿细耳人的愿。
Right, he was totally separated unto God for a specific purpose of redeeming us.
好，他为了救赎人类呢，完全归神所有。
And he fulfilled that Nazarite ministry.
他也实践这个拿细耳人的。
But he was a Nazarite from birth.
他从出生就是拿细耳人。
And here we're told we'll feast at the Lord's table forever.
这边也告诉我，我们将永远与主坐席。
The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him.
26节说，谦卑的人必吃得饱足，寻求耶和华的人必赞美他。
It's interesting. Every house God has, He puts a table in there to eat at.
你知道我们在每个人的家里都有一个饭桌。
In the tabernacle, a table where the priest would eat.
在会幕里面有一个这个陈设饼桌哈，是祭司们可以吃的地方。
In the temple, a table where the priest would eat.
好，那在圣殿里面也有一个桌子是祭司们可以吃饭的地方。
In church,
在教会里呢
we have a table once a month.
我们一个礼拜一个月一次有一个主餐。
We're all the priests of God. Every believer is a priest to God.
我们每一位信徒，每一位祭司都可以吃。
We eat.
我们吃。
Proclaim his death till he comes again.
好，宣告他的死，直到他再来。
But that table is a prophecy of a table we're going to sit at in the future.
但是这个桌子呢？就象征而且预言到将来我们要一同坐席的那个桌子。
And that table is an invitation.
那个桌子也是一个邀请。
Have you met the conditions so you can come and eat at the Lord's table?
你有没有符合神的这个条件是你可以来与他一同坐在桌前吃饭呢？
Because if you haven't met the conditions to eat at his table on earth, probably for sure you haven't met the conditions to sit at his table in heaven.
很可能假如你在世上没有符合与他一同坐席的这个条件，那么将来在天上你也没有这个条件。
The meek shall eat and be satisfied, your heart shall live forever.
好，谦卑的人必吃得饱足，愿你的心永远活着。
Final fulfillment of this prophecy in the millennium.
好，最终的应验是在千禧年国度。
Jesus said, I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me.
耶稣说，我将国赐给你们，正如我父赐给我一样。
And Jesus said, you and me and the disciples and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
耶稣说，你跟我所有的门徒以撒雅各
Okay. You're going to eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
叫你们在我的国里坐在我的席上吃喝。
Now I don't know, ladies, if you get to cook or not.
我不知道我们教会的姐妹是不是在家烧饭哈。
But this is going to be an awesome table to sit at.
哦，不知道你们在天上是不是烧饭，但是这个桌前一定是很多好食物。
Are you looking forward to it?
你期待这一天的到来吗？
Does this future help you get through the tough times on this earth?
那看到将来的这个未来的美景，是不是能够帮助你现在经历度过世上的苦难呢？
They shall praise the Lord that seek Him, your heart shall live forever.
好，寻求耶和华的人必赞美他，愿你们的心永远活着。
Seek the Lord and you will experience the empowering hope of eternal life.
要寻求神，你就会经历永生的盼望。
There is life after death.
死亡之后，生命确实延续着。
And I love this headstone here.
我很喜欢这个碑石哈。
Yeah, the father, his son was crippled, confined to a wheelchair.
那这个父亲来看他的儿子哈，儿子是瘫痪了，就坐在这个轮椅上。
But those parents obviously knew their child would not have a wheelchair in heaven.
但是我想这个父母亲知道孩子在天上的就不再需要这个轮椅。
Just like Johnny will not have a wheelchair in heaven.
就像我刚提到这个 Johnny Erickson 他的哈，他在天上不需要轮椅了。
Every trial in this life has an eternal purpose.
世界上的每一个试炼啊都有一个永恒的目的。
Johnny found out her purpose involved a wheelchair.
那 Johnny 就发现他在轮椅上，上帝还是有他的目的。
You need to find out what your purpose is right now for God.
而我们现在个人也要知道自己对神来说，你的目的是什么。
The prophecy is partially fulfilled by believers fulfilling the Great Commission.
那22篇的预言有一部分呢，借着信徒完成大使命来应验了。
Right? You know, go therefore into all the earth and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们晓得马太福音说好，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Right, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you.
好，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
That's the job Jesus left us.
这是耶稣留给我们的工作。
That's how we bring joy into heaven.
这也是使天上能够更多喜乐的一个方法。
And hallelujah, we're given a vision of heaven that tells us the church did her job.
非常感谢主哈，天堂的一个意象，显明教会确实实践了大使命的呼召。
Okay.It says, as a result of the prayers of the saints, the 24 elders in heaven sung a new song.
在启示录说，信徒祈祷的结果就是天上24位长老唱出一个新歌。
Thou art worthy, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood.
说你配拿书卷揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从。
Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
从各族各方各民各国中买了人来。
See, God shows us they're already in heaven.
上帝告诉我们，从这意象中，这些人已经在天上。
It's a picture of the future spoken of in past tense.
好，这是将来要发生的事情，但是却是用过去式来描写。
Because it's guaranteed.
因为它已经确实保证了。
Now ask yourself, how much of a part have you had in fulfilling the Great Commission?
那么就要问自己哈，我自己参与了多少这个大使命的这个任务呢？
That's why God has put us on this earth.
这也是为什么上帝把我们继续留在这个世界上。
Oh, and by the way, you know, with the coronavirus?
好，这个新型冠状病毒呢？
Christians will never have a better opportunity to be a witness than in a time like this.
好，像这样的一个时刻呢，基督徒可以做一个很好的见证。
Because we have a hope of eternal life.
因为我们有一个永生的盼望是许多人所没有的。
If it's my time to go, I'm going to go.
假如我该走的时候到了，好，我就会走。
Whether it's by a little virus I can't even see.
好，不管是这个小小的我看不到的病毒。
Or a mountain lion if I go hike on some path.
或是我去徒步的时候的一个山里的狮子给我把我给吃了。
When it's my time to go, I'm ready to go. It's far better where I'm going than it is here.
好，当我该走的时候到了，我就会走，好，因为天上比世上更好。
Okay.And the prophecy is ultimately and literally fulfilled in the millennial kingdom.
那这个预言哈，最终会确实应验在主耶稣基督的千禧年国度。
For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
因为哈巴谷书告诉我们哈，认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Every nation will go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord in the millennium.
好，撒加利亚说，每一个国家都要上到耶路撒冷去敬拜耶和华。
Okay, see, we're part of the greatest show on earth.
我们是世界上最伟大的表演的一部分。
Okay, you know that term, the greatest show on earth, comes from the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
那世界上最伟大的表演是来自一个马戏团的一个广告。
And it was a lot more glorious than it is now.
但今天的马戏团不比往常哈。
But I heard the story of the man who used to take care of the elephants.
我听到一个曾经照顾这个大象的这个马戏团的人的一个故事。
And he was complaining to his wife.
他跟太太抱怨。
I always got to clean up after the elephants.
我每次都要去清理大象的这个留下的东西。
So much dirty work. Every day I got to clean up after these dirty, filthy elephants.
每天都是这些脏脏的工作要我去做。
And then I got to train these elephants how to do their job in the circus.
然后我要训练这些大象怎么在马戏团里面表演。
And he just kept complaining and complaining.
他每天都跟太太抱怨又抱怨。
Finally, his wife said to him, well, why don't you just quit?
他太太最后跟他说哎呀你为什么不就辞职算了
And he said, what?
他说为什么
Quit the greatest show on earth, are you crazy?
说你要我辞掉这个世界上最伟大的一个表演吗你疯了吧
Right, you see, you've got to understand your reward for living for Jesus now.
所以我们现在必须明白我们为耶稣而活得的奖赏是什么
You are part of the greatest show there's ever going to be.
你们确实是世界上绝无仅有的最大表演的一部分。
And that's the kingdom of Jesus when he reigns on this earth.
那就是耶稣基督统治世界上在世界上的国度。
And the kingdom of God that reigns over the entire universe.
上帝的国度统管整个宇宙。
You're part of the greatest show in history.
你是历史中最伟大的一次表演的这个
And I know you complain every, man, we got to get up early Sunday to go to Sunday school. You complain, you complain, come on. Oh, I got to work so hard to prepare the Sunday school lesson.
或者说，哎呀，我预备主日学的教材这么辛苦。
What are you complaining about?
你抱怨什么呢
Are you going to quit?
你要辞掉吗
No, you're not.
你不会吧
Because you know this is really the only show after death.
你知道这也是唯一可以存留到永远的一个最大的表演。
Why would anyone want to miss this?
为什么每个人要任何人想要错过他呢
?Jesus is now Lord of Lords and King of Kings because of what he did on the cross.
那耶稣也因为在十字架上工作呢他现在是万主之主万王之王。
Verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's and he is the governor among the nations.
28节告诉我们因为国权是耶和华的他是管理万国的。
And the final fulfillment of this prophecy begins in Revelation 11:15.
那这个预言最终的意念呢从启示录11章15节开始。
And lasts throughout the millennium.
它持续1000年。
Now you can see you got a lot of scriptures here that you need to go study until this becomes real to you.
在这个讲义当中我们给你很多经文哈希望大家回去继续研读使这些预言里面的话对你来说成为是真实的。
Until you get excited about what Jesus has prepared for you.
好，直到你开始为耶稣为你所预备的感到相当相当的兴奋。
Now, you should love this. Okay, I love this. I go back and forth, overweight, underweight. All they that be fat on the earth shall eat and worship.
好，这句话很有意思。他说，地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝而敬拜。
Okay, being fat points to the great abundance of food during the millennium.
那丰肥指的是千禧年国度期间食物的充足。
Being fat was considered a great blessing when you've lived a righteous life.
好又肥又胖呢被视为是祝福啊当你活出一个公义的人生。
And that's all I'm going to say about this.
我就到此为止。
There is a final judgment where perfect justice prevails.
那将来有一个最终的审判那个审判时候呢完全的正义完美的正义在主持。
Verse
29. 29节。
All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him.
凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的人都要在他面前下拜。
None can keep alive his own soul.
没有一个人可以保存自己的灵魂。
All those who died ignoring or rejecting Christ are raised to appear before the great white throne judgment.
所有死亡但是却忽视跟拒绝基督的死人呢在复活的时候将出现在白色大宝座的审判前。
Good eventually triumphs over evil.
善至终会胜过恶。
If not in this world, in the world to come.
如果不是在今天，那么就是在来世。
You know, Christianity is the only religion that has an ultimate answer for the problem of evil.
基督教确实是唯一能够解答罪恶这个问题的一个信仰。
You know, there are 2,000 murders committed every year where the guilty person is never found.
每年有2000个谋杀案发生，但是作案的人却找不到。
Maybe they get away in this life.
或许他们在今生可以逃过。
But they're going to be before the throne of God.
但是他们会在来世出现在上帝的审判座前。
Not one human being will ever get away with one sin.
没有任何一个人会因为一点点罪而逃脱。
Because there is a final judgment.
因为毕竟有一个最后的审判。
And either you trust Jesus and let God judge your sins on the cross.
好，你若不是让耶稣在十字架上为了你的罪被钉死，被审判。
Or you will spend eternity in hell paying for your sins.
要不然就是将来在白色大宝座前被审判。
What a powerful motivation to live a good life, knowing we are accountable to God for every thought, word, and deed.
那这个预言呢，就激发我们过一个善良的人生哈，因为知道我们的思想、言语、行为都要对上帝负责。
Make sure you're a child of God.
那要确保你现在就是上帝的儿子。
Verse 30, and a seed shall serve him. God's seed shall serve him.
三十节说，必有后裔侍奉他。
And you become Christ's seed, you must be born again.
要成为上帝的后裔呢，我们必须重生。
John Sung is one of the most famous evangelists in Chinese history.
宋尚杰是中国教会历史当中最有名的一个布道家。
He's a brilliant man.
非常的聪明。
And he came to the States to study.
他来到美国读书。
He finished his BA, then he got his MA, then he got his PhD, all early.
他很早就拿了他的学士、硕士跟博士学位。
And then he went to Union Seminary, very liberal seminary in New York.
但是他却去了纽约一个非常自由派的一个这个联合神学院。
Some of those people don't even believe in Jesus, don't believe the Bible is the Word of God.
那个神学里面有些人根本不是基督徒，有些人也不相信神的话。
And his faith was being challenged.
所以他的信心很受到挑战。
He really went through a crisis.
经历过一个很大的危机。
So he writes how that one night he went and he read the crucifixion story in the Gospel of Luke.
所以有一天晚上他就读了路加福音所记载耶稣钉十字架的这个故事。
He said, so vivid was the sight of the Savior dying for my sins, it seemed like I was there at the foot of the cross.
他读这个故事的时候就觉得耶稣钉在十字架这个景象鲜活地活在他面前，好像他就在现场一样。
And I pleaded with God to cleanse me by His precious blood.
我就祈求上帝哈，用他的宝血来洁净我。
He said the vision became so clear.
好，这个意象变得非常的清晰。
He continued weeping and crying and praying until midnight.
他不断的祷告哭泣，一直到半夜。
And then he heard a voice.
然后他听到一个声音。
Son, thy sins are forgiven.
就说孩子啊，你的罪得赦免了。
He was born again through that vision of the cross.
那借着看到那个十字架的意象，他就重生了。
He got so excited he forget it was midnight.
他非常的高兴，忘了还是半夜。
And he went out in the dorm shouting, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah!"
就跑到宿舍外面大声喊叫，说哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Now they were already wondering about his mental state.
那个时候他们怀疑他神经是不是正常。
And they put him in a mental institution. They thought he'd gone crazy.
就把他关到精神病院，好，以为他发疯了。
See, he burned all those liberal books from seminary. He said they're lies. They were the devil.
后来他就把在神学院学的所有自由派的书都烧了。他说这些人都是骗子。
Because he had been at the foot of the cross.
因为他确实来到这个十字架的脚下。
But you see, those 6 months in the mental institution, he just read his Bible.
在精神病院的六个月里面呢，他就只读圣经。
And he got set on fire for God.
好。对神大发热心。
And it was only by the efforts of a Christian, and if he agreed to leave the States and go back to China, that they got him out of the mental institution.
那借着一些宣教士的帮助，而且借着他保证要回到中国大陆，他们才把他从精神病院给放出来。
He wasn't crazy.
他并没有发疯。
The liberals in that seminary had never seen true salvation, and they thought he was crazy.
因为在这个自由派的神学院里面，他们还没有看过一个真正重生人，所以他们以为他发疯了。
As you know, he came back to China.
后来他回到国内。
And here's something that's amazing to me.
对我来说，有一件事情非常奇妙。
First year at our church in LA, 1992.
1992年，我们以前在 LA 的那个教会第一年。
Or 93, I got to sit in on baptism interviews.
我跟牧师们会坐在这个受浸者的这个面谈。
And we interviewed an older couple that wanted to join our church.
我们就面试一对要年长的夫妻要参加入教会。
And we asked them, well, how did you get saved? When did you get saved?
我就问他说你是怎么得救的？什么时候得救的？
They said it was at a meeting of John Sung. Almost 50 years.
在50年以前参加过宋尚杰的布道大会的时候得救。
He was a powerful preacher.
好，他说他的讲道大有能力。
Because he'd been to the foot of the cross.
因为他去到十字架的脚下。
It became so real.
这个十字架对他来说变得那么的真实。
It transformed his life, even at a liberal seminary.
完全改变他的生命，即使在一个自由派的神学院。
The new heavens and new earth, there shall be no more curse.
在新天新地当中再没有咒诅。
But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it.
但城里有神和羔羊的宝座。
And his servants shall serve him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
Are you his servant?
我们是他的仆人吗？
Or are you just a spectator at church?
还是在教会的一个旁观者？
There's a difference between coming to church and watching everybody else do the work.
好，有的时候来到教会呢，来教会敬拜呢，还要看别人做所有的事工呢，那是两回事。
His servants will serve him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
Are you his servant?
你是他的仆人吗？
Let's close.
让我们一起结束来祷告。
Heavenly Father, how can we thank you enough for your word?
天父，我们真的是没有办法足够的赞美你。
Lord, from Psalm 22, we learn important lessons.
从诗篇22篇，我们学到非常重要的功课。
Like John Song and like Joni.
就像宋尚杰还有 Joni.
We all need to experience the fellowship of your suffering.
我们都需要进入你受苦的经历。
We need a vision of the cross that is so real. It's like we were there in person.
十字架的印象是这么真实，意象是这么真实，好像我们就在当场。
If we haven't had a vision like that, help us, Lord, read your word and seek for it.
假如我们还有这样的体会，让我们再一次读你的话语，能够更多的经历十字架。
And then, Lord, you make it very clear we need.To have a vision of the glory that is awaiting those who trust Jesus.
你在这篇诗篇当中也告诉我们，我们需要看见耶稣死亡复活之后为我们带来的荣耀。
Eye hasn't seen,
眼睛未曾看见
nor ear heard,
耳朵未曾听见
the things that God has prepared for those that love Him.
上帝为那些爱他的人所预备的。
But we thank you, the Holy Spirit can give us a glimpse.
但是我们感谢你，圣灵可以让我们瞥见。
Open the eyes of our understanding that we can see something of that glory.
所以求主看我们的眼睛，使我们能够看见这些荣耀。
And not waste the life we have.
而不浪费我们的生命。
But invest our life in eternity.
但是将我们的生命投注在永恒。
Help us live with the excitement of knowing we're part of the greatest show in the universe.
也帮助我们明了，我们是世界上最伟大的演出的一部分。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.